Shut up, Richard. Shut up, Richard. Okay, bro. Shall we?
We shall.
Hey, everybody. What's going on? Welcome to the Off My Chest podcast. My name is Bryce Meehan. Across from me is my lovely, lovely host. Better looking than Vanna White. You wouldn't believe it. Alex Heber, how you doing, buddy?
Doing good. I can turn those letters like a son of a bitch.
So we're here. We're back on a Saturday. Thank the Lord. We fucking finally found some time to do it. Yeah,
finally,
cheers me on that.
I can drink.
Yeah.
No kidding. Yeah, no. I was going to say, now that I think about that, like, we really need an excuse.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it has to be a weekend. It's like, no, it can be a...
See you Wednesday.
Yeah, exactly.
For those that don't know, Alex and I get together on Wednesdays and normally go to Brewtop and Dollar Beers, and that way they raise the price. 85 cent wings now.
Yeah.
So
And the tacos went up too. 90 cents.
What?
Bastards.
Fucking Taco Tuesdays. Alex is there every day of the week, so I don't know all those specials. But
I've been in there once or twice.
We just discovered before we started recording that we started this process of getting the podcast going almost to the day, to a year. The session date is September 2nd, 2017. So that's pretty fucking crazy.
It's unbelievable.
And our first episode, we didn't actually release until March of 2018, this year. It's just crazy to think about, because we did two episodes, yeah, just kind of mock episodes, just to see how it would go. And they came out good. We're going to have to release those at some point.
Right. I think the lost episodes.
Yeah. We'll just put them out under a new series. But... yeah, it's fucking nuts to think about that. It's been that I had no idea. And you actually told me, and then I looked back at the sessions.
Yeah, the only reason I remember is because I remember that episode where I was talking about college football.
Everything getting started.
Yes, exactly.
And we dove deep into the Chiefs, too, because the Chiefs season was about to start.
We did. Yep. And I remember saying, we were talking about the Chiefs-Patriots game, because that was the first game, and I'm like, man, I don't know about that. And then they just came out and just ran a train on them.
Yeah. Yep. Because I was the one telling you that you can't be so fucking negative. And then we fucking tore the Patriots apart.
If you think it's a historical thing, it could go and vice versa. It was the Indians laying a massacre to the Patriots.
Ooh, nice. Since we're on it, let's get in with some college football. It's back. It's here. I saw your tweet this morning.
Yeah, I know. I did. I woke up at 6:45 with a massive hangover, and I woke up and I'm like,
yeah, I called this guy last night to see if he's gonna be able to record, and he's like, I'm laying in my bed really drunk. It was like 9 o'clock.
Oh, it's fucking hammered. I went hard in the paint. Oh, yeah. God. Yeah. Yeah. You call me and you're like, hey, you gonna be in the mood to drink tomorrow? Probably.
Yeah. No, you said not as of right now, but I'm sure that'll change.
Oh, yeah. 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 But I went college game day started. Probably my favorite show to watch of the year.
And did you sit at home and watch it in your underwear?
In my shorts, yes.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yes.
Let it all fly.
Yes, exactly. It was, they're going live from South Bend, Indiana. Notre Dame was playing Michigan. And it's the greatest time of year because, you know, college football starts. Next week, NFL starts. And
everything's right in the world. Well, fuck. Stupid comment. Never mind.
In football, everything's right with
the world. Well, not even that. I mean, fucking, it's still fucked up. Dude, we went to the preseason game. There was so many people not there. I mean, I know it was a preseason game, but there are people not fucking, they're boycotting the NFL, man. It's happening.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I just think it's gotten to the point NFL is, it's almost gotten to the point they push the casual fan out with the pricing. I mean,
well, absolutely. I mean, it's definitely an expensive thing. Not even the ticket. The ticket's not expensive. It's once you're inside. Yeah. It is, you need to have some cash.
Yeah.
I mean, I always smuggle my shit in, so it doesn't matter to me. I'm mixing vodka with something because it hides well. But if I want a beer, I'm not. It's $14-15.
Yeah, it's insane. And then if you want to go and get something to eat, in there, you're screwed.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
No, absolutely. So, anything that you're really excited about for college football that's like super exciting or what?
I'm just ready for college football because I can say half. I'd say probably. I can sit down. I can watch any college football game.
Yeah.
And around, I can be excited. Some of the most exciting sporting events I've ever watched can be a random college football game.
Well, because they're trying.
Yes, because it'll go into four overtimes, and you have some skinny walk-on kid from, you know, Wyoming catches a Hail Mary pass at the last second.
Yeah.
And you just see the excitement in his eyes kind of thing. It's, I love it. I mean, I did go and get an email saying that I had a free $50 to use from free $50 to use from Bet Online. Shout out Bet Online. If you guys want to go and sponsor the podcast, we would
gotta put it out there, man.
Yeah, we would greatly appreciate it. Also, for the listeners that are in Kansas, considering close to us, you can now play college football daily fantasy on DraftKings.
Oh, again, nice.
Unfortunately, we cannot in this state. So there will be
soon.
I hope so. There will be a few. There will be a few days when I go and get the gambling bug to where I will go and, you know,
sit on the state line.
Oh, I will. I'll go and I'll drive over to Legends early in the morning, make my team, and then come on back. Mom's like, "Where'd you go?" Hopefully to win some money. Did you? Yeah, probably not.
Yeah. Well, my thing with football that's I'm thinking about with the NFL anyway is it's cut day. So
it is.
I was reading this morning. It's I don't know. I'm worried about the Chiefs. Their defense is not looking so hot. I shouldn't say that. I'm excited for the team. I think they look very strong in certain areas. I just think that the Chiefs. I would hate to be on the Chiefs staff right now making cuts.
Gosh, yeah. That's got to be tough because you know you're gonna have to tell some guy who's worked his entire life for it. Just hey,
didn't work. Or yeah, no, for sure. But I mean, that's also. What I read this morning is that they, you know, they're preparing them for that inevitable that it's going to happen to some of you.
Yeah,
you know, doesn't mean it makes it easier, but I just think that, you know, if you're good enough, you're on the team. If you're not good enough, I mean, these guys are professional. Yeah. I don't think that they're making stupid decisions, and I can only hope that because it's my fucking team. you know, I have no control
you
over
hope.
It.
And I mean,
I tried to call Andy Reid this morning, he didn't pick it up.
You're like, yeah, you go and call the Chiefs. Chiefs thing, and you're just like, it's like, hi, this is Bryce. Can I talk to Coach Reed?
Yeah.
It's like, do you have a thing? No, he knows me.
Yeah. No. He'll just say the name.
Yeah. You go, and he's like, who?
Yeah, he would go, who?
Who?
Yeah, I didn't work with him that long. But, no, he's a nice guy. I bet he would. I mean, in my dreams, I hope he would.
Yeah.
What else we got in sports, man?
Well, sticking with the NFL, especially today, there was a big trade. Khalil Mack, the stud linebacker
going to the Bears.
And because the thing is he'd been holding out. He hadn't played. He'd lost. He'd been fined like $829,000 for missing.
How much?
Training, $829,000.
Wow.
Training camp, preseason, all that. And
he didn't come at all?
No, because he was wanting a new contract and all that. Well, they're saying like, well, it might sit out into the season.
He was a free agent?
No, he had 1 year left, but he was wanting a new contract, so he was sitting out. Because he's the best defense player on their team by far.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, third year. This will be his fourth year in the league. The years he was on All-Pro. I mean, up there with sacks, tackles, all of that. And then it came out this morning, you know, they were like, okay, teams are making offers. It's like, okay, they're listening and all that. Well, then they go, and the Bears offered... Two first-round picks.
Wow.
Two first-round picks, a sixth, and I think a fifth.
Holy shit.
And then the Bears get Khalil Mack and a second.
Wow.
So, thing is, Bears had a top-12 defense last year. Adding a stud like
him is going to just kill.
Khalil Mack will be insane, and... They're kind of doing what the...
How much are they paying him?
That hasn't come out yet. They already said they're going to go and sign him to a long-term contract.
Hefty.
Oh, it's going to be big. Because thing is, though, they're saying it's probably going to be the highest for a defensive player in NFL history, which...
More than Sue?
Yeah, well, ironically enough...
Or J.J. Watt?
Sue's teammate, Aaron Donald, just signed the biggest...
What?
Defensive contract ever.
Yeah, we were talking about this. NFL players just getting paid this year.
Oh, it's insane because, ironically... Aaron Rodgers, Odell Beckham, Aaron Donald all got new contracts. They became the highest paid quarterback ever, wide receiver ever, and defensive player ever.
Holy shit.
Aaron Rodgers getting $100 million guaranteed. By March, he will have gotten $80 million.
Jesus.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, well, fucking Odell Beckham Jr. guaranteed $65 million out of 95. Yeah, you fucking kidding
me? That's insane.
A wide receiver?
Yeah, because...
Highest ever.
Yeah, the thing is...
In that position.
Yeah, the thing is with that one, they're going to be having a lot... I mean, Eli Manning is not what he used to be. They're going to have to be only getting a new quarterback
they're running
up.
Out of money.
Yeah, so I don't.
I just don't get the $65 million guaranteed.
Yeah, because he
fucking gets hurt.
He did. He does, and that's the one that I don't know if I would have done. I mean,
no, I could tell you 100% I wouldn't have done that. Yeah, not for that much.
Yeah,
I'm not saying he's not good.
Yeah, he is. He is, but I think he's good in the right circumstances. I mean, Aaron Donald's a monster since he's been in the league. He's worth the money. Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would have given him the money, not just for the fact of what he can do on the field when he is on the field.
Yeah.
The, you know, people coming to the games because of him, you know, the jersey sales, the...
Oh, for
just
sure.
the marketability
the flashiness
that.
Of him.
Yes, yeah, exactly. No, exactly.
Jumping in the Salvation Army head or bucket, whatever that thing was.
No, that was Ezekiel Elliott.
Oh, that was Elliott.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, his university is in trouble.
For?
Urban Meyer.
Oh, Ohio.
Yeah, they actually had some signs up at a College Game Day today. And for people who have never done that, watched it.
You were talking about crazy college fans.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you go and look, some of the signs
people... fuck around,
yo, some of the signs people create are amazing.
Yeah. He'll get it right in your face, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. One of the signs someone said is you couldn't spell domestic violence without OSU.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, it's insane. Like, some of them are creative as shit. Like, if you...
Oh, super creative.
Oh, yeah. And even...
the ones that get turned into memes are my fucking favorite.
Oh, I love those. There was one, it showed Urban Meyer. He had a nose like Pinocchio. One said, I had another sign. Urban Meyer covered it up.
Oh, fuck.
But the best ones to go is when you go and some people play Alabama, because they make all the cousin fucking jokes.
Yeah.
Like, one... one said... said what's a higher chance, an Alabama student graduating or two Alabama cousins having sex, something like that. They're all online. If you just go to Google and type in like College Game Day best signs,
yeah,
you'll find tons of them
everywhere.
Oh, you'll laugh your ass off.
I love the covered it up one. That's fucking great. Oh my god. Well, on sports, we got anything else? Do you have anything else you'd like to talk about, want to say, want to love about? I mean, it's everything's coming up, man.
Yeah,
it's literally all
NFL night.
We're gonna have so much to cover.
Yeah,
I mean, just so you know, this isn't gonna be like your place for complete coverage of every NFL team. Every, you know, I mean, we're gonna cover all the big stuff that happens, obviously. But you know, if you're expecting like statistics and you know, I'm not giving, at least from my side. Alex may grab that for you, but I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's kind of, we'll just do the overview, do the betting, do the fantasy.
I want to see the funny shit.
Yeah,
yeah. That's what I want to see.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, so let's jump into some of our bullshit, I guess. You know, we are the Beer Sports and Bullshit Show. I found one this morning that I had to put in our shit because it was fucking outrageous. So the New York Times posted this morning that a fertility doctor admitted to using his sperm on unwitting women. Decades later, his biological children want answers. How many of them are out there? What the fuck is going on? Yeah, I didn't read too deep into it, but can we just talk about this for a second?
Excuse me? What?
Yeah, can you believe that shit? That's fucking amazing, isn't it? Look at the guy's picture. He's a fucking creep, dude.
He looks like someone that would do something that, or just, you know, touch children. I don't know.
Well, he was. He was giving them life.
Apparently.
But not to women that wanted his fucking dick. My thing is, do the husbands not notice when the baby comes out? You know what I mean? Like, if my wife had babies that didn't look like me, bro, believe me, we'd be having a fucking talk. So anyways, I didn't get too deep into the story. I just wanted to put that out there. So if you guys know any more about it, I just saw the posting and read that little bit, and I thought I'd put it in.
That's odd.
So ladies, if you're having... infertility issues, please watch out, because they're creepy old dudes are just throwing their sperm all up in you.
Yeah. I still... this made me... I don't know why this made me think of this. I remember someone showed me a video, and it was... this guy was...
Bukkake, Sacramento. Semen was everywhere.
Part 8. No. This girl was sitting on a bench, and, you know, just on a...
I know where you're going with
on
this.
A bus bench, and... just out of nowhere, you go and you just see this guy go and he just runs by, and he goes, just opens his thing and just shoots all over her.
Oh, yeah, dude. Shoots a big old load.
And runs away.
I've seen that video. And she's like in a pink dress or something.
Yes. And first of all, it made me laugh my ass off for how ridiculous it was. But then in my head, I started going like, okay.
Wait a second.
I'm like, how did he time this? Because did he go...
Oh, I thought you were going a totally different way with this.
No,
I thought, like, you were going to go with the what the fuck is this guy thinking?
Well, besides that one's obvious. But I said, and I got more into like the technical issues, like, how did he time that?
You don't know when you're going to come? I mean, come on, bro. That's stupid.
Yeah.
Every guy listening right now is making fun of you.
No, I mean, obviously you know, but I'm just saying...
Well, he didn't... I remember the video. He didn't just fucking... He wasn't... It was showed him jerking it before, and then it shows him pan up, and this girl's on a bench. So he was already ready. He was ready to fire.
But yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm just saying.
It's just
you know when you're gonna do it.
No, bro. I know that. I'm just saying, like yeah, you go.
Look, go right now, and I guarantee you'll be able to let me know before it happens. All I'm saying is, every time for me, I'm able to look down or up or wherever the girl is and go, "Are you ready?"
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Are you ready?
No. Because I'm the guy. Never mind. I'm not getting that deep.
Yeah.
But
hashtag me too.
I was going to say, on that note, fucking, that shit's getting crazier and crazier.
They're just a bunch of hypocritical twats. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're at that point.
No, I am. You know what? This is going to be me going on a rant first.
Yeah, please go ahead.
I'm not going for the people who are legitimately have the issues, who have been sexually assaulted, all of that. I stand for you and all that. But it is these Hollywood liberal bitches. Rose McGowan, who comes out and she's like, oh, Harvey Weinstein did all this and all that. Then you have Anthony Bourdain's a girlfriend, that Asia Argento.
Oh, yes, I heard about that.
Yes, and then she goes and she... Come to find out that she goes, had Anthony Bourdain pay off a 17-year-old that she slept with.
Oh, yes.
And then she goes and you find out it was a guy kid that she used to work with. She goes and slept while he was underage. And then Rose McGowan tweets out and says, oh, please be gentle with the comments. You can't have it both ways.
Yeah. No. It's that you cake and eat it too.
Yeah, you cannot. Either you go and you have... You stand for something.
Keep going. I'm
going
to pee.
Yeah, yeah. You stand for something, or you go and you don't. It is absolutely ridiculous. And I mean, I understand what these people are trying to do, but for the love of God, you are making yourself look fucking stupid. It is unbelievable. Every woman who goes and was there with Harvey Weinstein, you're grown women. I understand he is a man in power, but for the love of fuck. Really? Really? Every woman that goes and do it, you're a grown adult. You could have gone and said, you know what? I am not going to do this. I'm going to leave. But you wanted to go and you wanted to be successful in Hollywood and you sold your soul to the devil. He did that for years. Everyone knew. No one said it. This is why people go and don't listen to Hollywood celebrities. Because you're a bunch of hypocritical bastards. That is the issue.
Are you talking about women or what did I miss? Everyone's hypocritical.
Yes,
everyone. Not everyone.
Wow,
I met a lot of Hollywood people. I used to be a Hollywood dude.
I understand. Behind
on the other side,
I just find it funny they go and they laugh, or they go and they're like,
I do find it funny that they play both sides of the fence.
They do
whatever's convenient for the argument.
They do, but they wonder how they feel like they need to tell everyone how they should live their lives. And and all of them go. And I hate to tell them, they're the exact reason that Donald Trump is now the president of the United States.
But the thing is that that's where we're at in our lives and social media and culture. I mean, look at us doing a podcast. I mean, we want to be out to an audience, you know, but the thing is for them that they're at a place of power, you know, like we talked about this before when we were talking about the time and the place. I forget what athlete it was. I don't remember what it was about. Anyways, it doesn't matter, but I know what you're saying. Like that's where we're at. People listen now to what celebrities have to say.
Yeah, it is. But the thing is, you can go and deep down, you need to go. You need to live your own life. You don't need to go and buy what
people don't do that anymore, man.
Yeah, no one thinks for themselves. It's ridiculous. I can't believe it. Well, if you want to go and get onto some, this is some Hollywood news where I don't go and rant and rave, but it is a bit sad. Emmy Rossum.
Who?
And Fiona.
Oh, from Shameless.
She's leaving.
Yeah.
That is sad.
Well, they're on what, season 9?
I think.
No, going on to 10.
Is it 10?
I don't know.
I think
gentrify this.
I think they're getting to the point. I mean,
she's gorgeous, man.
Oh, she's
that was in one of our very first podcasts too.
When she sang,
when you told me how she sang opera.
Oh,
God, if you guys didn't know that, she's classically trained.
Yeah, it was it was beautiful.
What was she on Conan?
Yeah, she was on Conan, and she talked about how she used to go to this opera. This art school, and they would learn opera. And she'd walk by this deli, and this deli owner said, if you sang us a song, we'd give you a hot dog, kind of thing. No and she shit. Went and she'd sang, and oh, it was.
I'll play it. Tell you what, here's that clip, and you can. I'll bring it back so we can hear it.
When I was training at the opera, I started when I was 7 and 8 for the children's chorus, and they used to teach us all these new arias. And I also went to a school, and so my route when I would walk home from opera practice was actually past this butcher. And so I would stop in at the butcher's, and if I could sing them an aria, they would give me a hot dog.
I heard about this, so I had a hot dog prepared. I'm okay. The guy from the old butcher shop. You wanted the hot dog?
Mio bambino. Mi piace bello, bello. Quando re in porta rossa a comperar la hot dog.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, fucking amazing.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And she's fucking gorgeous.
I know.
She's literally like, I know like she's like the South Side, Chicago, whatever, but that's who she's playing. But for me, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because you get to see her body that it just makes it even better. Like, yeah. She is gorgeous.
It's amazing. You can go and see her in something like that. Then you look and she's in the Phantom of the Opera and she's all... you know, dressed up all, yep. You know, just all that. She's an amazing actress.
So they say why she was leaving?
I just think it was, you know, time to move on. Probably didn't want to be typecast into a role.
I mean, she just got paid, though.
She did.
I mean, 10 seasons.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's on Netflix now, so I don't know if I mean, it's basically syndication.
Yeah.
And on plays, I would think.
I think.
And
I mean,
algorithms.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things. Everyone, you know, you hear about all these stories.
Well, T.J. Miller did it. He did it with Silicon Valley. He didn't want to be, the fuck is that guy's name? Ehrlich. Yeah. And have you seen Silicon Valley?
A few episodes.
No, you fuck. It's so good.
He's one of those people. He's an odd dude.
Dude, I loved it. I worked with him for fucking 2.5 years, three. We can call him right now. So that's who somebody I should actually reach out to.
Were you?
By the way, Dean Del Rey, I fucking reached out to you today. Nothing on Twitter made me feel like a worthless piece of shit.
Yeah, Dean.
Yeah, Dean. We're just proud of you. That's all.
Yeah, you douche.
You'll love that, actually.
Yeah, please come on the show.
But yeah, dude, TJ Miller he's an odd dude in person. Like, he's just.
Did you work with him when he was doing the Yogi Bear movie?
I worked with him, Yogi Bear stuff, when he was doing. We did some animated shorts.
When he went crazy.
Video games. I recorded him for a lot of stuff. I recorded him for some mobile commercial. I was with him when he was with Pete Holmes, before Pete Holmes was who Pete Holmes is. And they were just kind of hanging out. He was a funny fucking dude.
Pete Holmes is fucking big.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, what, 6'6", 6'7"?
I don't know if he's that big.
He's close to it. I mean, and you look at him and...
They were all super nice. I think at that point, too, they weren't really... he had already done, She's Out of My League.
She's Out of My League.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. With the skinny little dude.
Fucking love that movie.
Stainer.
Dude. Oh, yeah.
Such a good movie.
Yeah. So he was semi-fit. You know what I mean? Like he was cool to like, we hung out and had beers and like he was just a cool dude.
Yeah.
You know, at that point, cause he wasn't TJ Miller.
Yeah.
So anyways, that's my stupid Hollywood story. But why the fuck is she leaving?
I know. I would assume...
If you guys haven't seen that show, go check it.
There's got to be some way where they go and like just kill her off, I would assume.
Yeah, well, my thing is, how do you get rid of such a staple character like that?
I mean, really, the main character.
Yeah, it's about... Well, they've really done a good job in the later ones of like showing everybody else's stories. Okay. You know what I mean? don't know. It's been a while since I watched it, but
yeah,
my wife and I binged that whole like eight seasons. Ninth season just came out.
Yeah, well, I mean, thing is though, if you're still kind of sticking on Hollywood, you know, California, people are boycotting.
What?
In-N-Out.
What, for being Christian?
Well, because they go and come to find out that they announced that somehow someone found out that they donated $25,000 to the California Republican Party. People are
That's
flipping.
It?
Yes, $25,000.
Oh, my God.
And people are
That is pennies in yeah. that fucking bucket.
Yeah, people are flipping out and saying, like, we need to boycott these racist, homophobic, trans-hating...
Back to that Hollywood
trend. Yeah, I'm like,
so what they did with Chick-fil-A. They built Chick-fil-A right across the street from where I lived at Sunset and La Brea, and they fucking nobody wanted it. It's not at Sunset and La Brea. What is it? It doesn't matter. Sunset and somebody will quote me on it. It's right across from Hollywood High. Anyways, when that place opened, the fucking picketing that happened because, you know, they're not open on Sundays. They're against, you know, homosexuals, all of that stuff. Like, and then somebody took a bite of the chicken sandwich. Like, wait a second.
This is fucking
delicious.
Well, I mean, because...
Same with In-N-Out. Every time I go to Vegas, is as close as I'm going to get. What's in your mouth, bro?
A fly just flew into my fucking mouth.
A fly?
Oh, a gnat or something.
Drink it down with your beer. You'll be fine. Get a little crunchy.
Because hasn't In-N-Out, don't they have, like, Bible quotes on the bottom of the cups, and they've had it forever?
They have, on the large cup, or the medium cup, it's John 3:16. There's quite a few things that are just placed. I mean, it's fucking food, man.
I don't care.
I don't give a shit. My thing is they stick to it. You know what I mean? Like, it's consistent. Every In-N-Out you go to, it's fucking delicious.
Yeah.
And their fucking managers, they make a ton of fucking money.
Oh,
starting there, I think you get paid, I want to say you start out at like $13 an hour. You know what I mean? It's like, for a fast food joint, is what it is. But I also love that their menu is, that's what it is, and it's kind of has that secret menu, you know, animal style, that kind of shit.
Yeah. And the thing is, though, is that there are certain places that I like good enough, they'd come out and go and be like, hey, we support, you know, this or whatever. I've been like, well, I may not agree with that, but your burgers are phenomenal.
Yeah. No, seriously, In-N-Out's so fucking good. Yeah. Well, I didn't know, but I mean, again, why for 25 grand? Who gives a shit?
Yeah, it's not like you go and find out, like, hey, they're, you know, serving up.
They're not NRA money, bro.
It's, you know, that you.
Hey, TJ's here. I'm going to let him in.
All right.
Go ahead. You can keep talking.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. If you go and people just politicize everything nowadays, it's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, really, like Bryce said, I mean, Chick-fil-A, people knew they're not open on Sundays because their owner is religious. Everyone is saying they're against gays. Just try a bite of the chicken sandwich. That's all I'm telling you people. Please just try a bite of the chicken sandwich. It's phenomenal. You can go and decide not to go there, patronize their business, spend your money, whatever you want to call it. Or you can go, but don't yell at someone because they go there. That's just stupid. It takes too much time, too much effort. The people that go and pick it, you need to go. You need to get a job. It's ridiculous. I don't get it. I really don't. And the same with In-N-Out. I mean, it's just stupid. It's absolutely stupid. Oh well, we have a special guest coming in.
Yeah. Yeah.
The man, the myth, the legend.
The loser. Girls out.
TJ.
Come on, dogs. Go.
What's up, TJ?
Out.
TJ vocal as always.
Yeah.
Always. Where'd you end that rant?
I was still going.
Oh, my bad. Here, bro, you can sit right there. TJ's here, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, I hate fucking doing that on mic, but a little late. You want a beer?
Sure, thank you.
Whatever. Anyways, so where were you at? I'm sorry I left you.
I kind of just went on a rant, really. I was proud of myself.
Honestly. Was it mediocre? Am I going to listen back and be like, what the fuck was this guy doing?
Yeah, I'll get a call at 2 o'clock in the morning. Like, I cut the episode. And I just cut it all.
Like, yeah, by the way, we're not going to release that.
Yeah, both your rants, terrible.
Yeah, you're done. Well, can we go to a sad note for a second with the Queen of Soul? Fucking just sad.
It is.
Aretha Franklin, we love you. You're in our thoughts. Especially for me. You're fucking amazing. I did cut together a little, I already did this before this because I wanted to talk about it. but I put together a little remix of some of her hits. So let's listen to that, and then we'll be back in. Speaking of which, did you see during that funeral the bishop that got in a lot of trouble for the way he grabbed Ariana Grande?
Oh, I did. You could
did
tell.
Did you see it?
Oh, yeah. She was uncomfortable. She was. Shit.
Dude, his fingers were on her tit, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they, like he was, like, wrapped around.
Yeah.
And he kept pulling her. She, like, kept, like, backing up. And he kept going, girl, let me just tell you how fucking good
no,
you
are. No, did you do you hear the joke he made about her, though? Saying that, oh,
oh yeah, I thought you were something at Taco Bell.
Yes. I'm just like, is this really the time to be making a joke?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, like, during that.
Well, speaking of joke,
wait, hold on. I want to play that clip for people that haven't heard it. I'm going to play it.
I've got to apologize because I have to brush up. My 28-year-old daughter tells me, "Dad, you are old at 60." When I saw Ariana Grande on the program, I thought that was a new something at Taco Bell. Girl, let me give you all your respect.
Anyways, yeah, so fucking ridiculous. This fucking dude. Obviously, if you can't, if the audio is good, but watch the video if you can.
It's all body language.
So fucking.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But speaking of uncomfortable moments, Al Sharpton.
Just during same thing?
No, but it ties into Aretha Franklin. He went and apparently. Trump called some woman a dog. I think it was Omarosa. And he got on his show. He's like, "Trump, you shouldn't call women dogs and all that. I want to go and quote my late, great, good friend Aretha Franklin. You need to have R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
Oh, fuck. He misspelled respect?
Yes. And I sat there and I watched his clip. And I'm just like, he didn't do what I think he just did. And I rewatched it and I'm like, okay, so it's your good friend and her biggest hit, and you don't know what it is. Yeah. Or you can't spell.
I think my daughter can fucking do Ari, yes, easy. I mean, it fucking rolls off the tongue, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
So in the words of my late friend Aretha Franklin, show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
It's
wow. Well, good for you, Al.
He's an idiot.
Good for you. Other creepy news. Did you hear about this sushi fucking flesh eating disease that's going around?
Don't ruin sushi for me. What happened?
Yeah, this guy fucking I ate, and it was in Korea. But he ate, and hours afterwards, his hand literally just started to fucking pus up big, and then they fucking had to amputate his entire arm because it was some flesh eating disease from that sushi.
What?
Yeah, creepy as fuck.
What? See, this is why I go and. I don't eat the fresh.
So you get a California roll?
Yeah, this way I don't eat the fresh sushi. I eat to go.
Oh, damn. It's kind of like Joey Diaz's podcast right there. Fucking sirens in the background.
Yeah. That's where I go. I eat the, you know, Americanized packaged sushi. I don't eat the fresh shit because that's when shit happens.
Yeah, here, I'll. Yeah, it says warning, disturbing content. A man has had to have his left arm amputated after contracted a flesh-eating bacteria from raw sushi. A 71-year-old South Korean man developed a fever and pain in his hand just hours after eating the raw fish, according to a case report in the New England Journal of Medicine. Oh, look at this photo, dude. Yeah.
Ew.
Just hours after eating that. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
He had developed large blisters all over his left hand, with doctors diagnosing the infection as Vibrio vulnificans. I don't know how to pronounce that. Flesh-eating bacteria that they endeavored to treat it with antibiotics. However, the patient's medical history left him at a higher risk of infection, and the blisters worsened, transforming into deep ulcers and spreading from his hand up to his arm. Surgeons eventually had to amputate his arm 25 days after he presented it at the hospital. So, yeah. So watch out, peeps. Fucking creepy. That's all I got to say. Yeah. And look up the pictures if you want. It's disgusting.
Please don't look them up while you're eating food or around.
Go eat sushi and look it up.
Yeah, or don't be around small children while you look at that.
There's a lot of things. Never mind.
That's kind of the bad part when there are certain friends that you have that you know when they'll send you stuff, you know you can't look around. You can't open shit. Like in public or have the sound on or around.
Oh, they're not safe for workplace?
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
I do that shit all the time at work.
Exactly. I'll go and I'll be sitting there. I'll just be having dinner out there and I'll just look and be like, no, I'm not opening that. I'm not opening that now because it's going to be a picture of a chick with a dick. It's going to be.
And? Bro, don't get into that. Those girls are hot. There's a picture. I keep bringing up my fucking boss. I should probably not say this on mic. Never mind. I'm not going to fucking talk about it. As we're talking about chicks with dicks. No, I'm not editing that. That's fucking hilarious. Anyways, man, what else we got, bro? I mean, we covered a lot of shit already.
We did. We did.
Do we just go on to the drinking portion of the show where they don't hear it, but we just go keep drinking?
Where we go and we put up our best stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
Some of our best stuff where we go and just get, we get pretty hammered and we think we are the smartest people on earth and solve all of the world's problems.
Yeah. I definitely do. But
yeah,
what?
Yeah, let me try that.
Yeah,
again.
That sounds good, man.
Yeah, let me try that again. Just one kind of quick story, just for it's college football related.
It's just one story.
Talk about how crazy some college football fans can be. Auburn and Alabama, for people who don't know, big rivalry called the Iron Bowl, very heated down there.
That's what she said.
Auburn. Auburn beat Alabama one year. The son was an Auburn fan. The dad was an Alabama fan. And the son went into the dad, be like, "Dad, what's up? We finally won. You know, that's just for not giving me an allowance when I was 7. I don't know what he actually said. But he goes, and the dad goes into his room, grabs a shotgun, goes
Shut up,
shoots his son.
What?
Yes.
Why do you always bring it down at the end of the fucking podcast, dude?
It's just showing that college football fans can be crazy, especially Alabama fans.
Jesus fucking Christ, man. You just bring it down at the end. Did he die?
Maybe.
Oh, my God. So a guy killed his son over a football game.
Yes. And I love, you know me, I love sports as much as anyone. There's no one I'd go and be like, "Hey, I'm going to shoot you over this game."
Wow. I mean, well, guys, you heard it here first. I mean, probably 100th, but whoa, easy. Don't talk about my fucking soccer.
No, okay? I know. I'm just saying their fans can be a bit crazy. They kill people. They're fucking nuts.
Yeah, bro. You trying to be part of the Green Street Hooligans, son? Anyways, guys, thank you so much for listening. This is a short and sweet one, but I feel like we got a lot in, to be completely honest with you.
We did.
Hope to hear from you soon. Dean Del Rey, thanks for calling in, bro. We appreciate you. It was nice to have you on the podcast. So dope. Congrats on Conan. Congrats on everything, all the success that's coming from you. You have something to close them out with? Is that where you just took a big drink?
Yes, I do. Ladies and gentlemen, this one is actually short, sweet, and to the point. The fact it goes, we're getting to the best time of the year for gambling, for fantasy. We're getting to the football season. I want to go, and I want to personally wish you all luck with your bets. I hope they cover. I hope you win all the money. And for the fantasy things, I hope your lineups are good. They score. Everyone stays healthy. But know this, in the fantasy things, you won't finish first because you'll be looking up at me sitting in first, winning all the money this year. Peace.